Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called A Labor of Love, Moments in Time, soul-stirring emotional experience, the creation of published author S. Carolyn Boyette, a passionate writer who, as manager of three California elderly homes, encouraged retirees to write out their life stories for posterity. She also worked as a teacher and in the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. Many of the inclusions in the book were taken from real-life experiences and some from inspiration. A multifaceted view of life as seen, heard, and felt through the senses of a poet. The author, S. Carolyn Boyette, is deceased, and her book, Moments in Time, continues to touch and bless many people. Her husband, Fred Lewis, is with us to discuss his wife and her amazing legacy. Fred, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
This book is so well done and touches so many senses as we're reading it. Let's talk about the inspiration when Carolyn wrote this book. This really was important to her and important to you to continue on the legacy, the messages contained in Moments in Time. Talk about why this collection was so important to Carolyn.
Well, it was her life. It was through all the experiences she had. And apparently her friends and classmates originally were very noticeable of what she could do. And they would ask her to write poems that were pertaining to themselves, and which she did. And I think she kind of honed her experiences in writing through all that. And it just got better and better, I think, as she went along.
And it started very strong. So to get better, you're coming from a very strong place where you go back and you read the poetry that she wrote, a lot of it during the high school years. And it's interesting, I did not know her, but I'm reading that. She's sort of saying much better than I ever could. Some of the emotions that I went through during that period of life, she really mm-hmm. knows how to capture that feeling, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. And she, I think, wrote on a couple cases, she wrote about her own feelings of what she was going through. She, at one point, apparently lost a bow, and she expressed how she felt, how she walked the street, thinking through it, you know, what's happened here.
Yes, I mean, you feel like you know her as you're reading through the poetry in the book, Moments in Time by S. Carolyn Boyette. With us on the program is her husband, Fred Lewis. The book you'll find it at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll link on directly to the Amazon link and get information on the book. Her talents discovered back, I think she was like in the fifth grade and had had a poem published in the school newspaper, and she went on from there. Being able to go back, I know this was something she encouraged people to do, especially, as I mentioned, when she was working in the homes in California, to get the retirees to go back and to record their thoughts for posterity. Talk about that, and I'm thinking of that because she did that with her book, Moments in Time. This has to be a blessing to you as you go on and try to cope with life without her, but she's there every time you pick up the book, isn't she?
Yes, she is. And when we worked in the retirement homes, we discovered how valuable those retirees were and their knowledge of their past experiences. And that's where she came from, asking them to write down their thoughts, their stories, so that they could pass it on to their children and other posterity.
One of the poems in the book, The Experience of Dementia as a Journey, talk about that, because this is very insightful.
Yes. We had a brother-in-law who had Alzheimer's, and the story she wrote could appear to any type of dementia, I suppose. But she deals with, whether it's a man or a woman, getting on a train and taking a journey, and they see the beautiful scenery as it goes by, and suddenly or soon the scenery becomes blurred, and then the person talks with other passengers, and they talk back to them in a foreign language. They don't understand what they're saying. And then at one other time, they try to get off the train, but everybody pulls them back. And so it's an idea of what people go through.
Yes.
and can be helpful for a caretaker to know what their loved one is experiencing and know better how to care for them.
And you just did that in the 30 seconds it took to sort of describe what was in that poem. You've helped probably a number of people who are dealing with this, so they have some idea what it is they're dealing with a loved one as they're trying to communicate with them and to make their lives better. The book is Moments in Time by S. Carolyn Boyette. Tell me about Carolyn. I did just the brief background, the teacher working for the Department of Education. It seems like in reading what she's done and her thoughts in the poetry in Moments in Time, a very special lady, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. And I think she, as we men have a hard time knowing our loved ones, our spouses, it takes us a while to learn that. And it took me a while, I think, to really know how smart she was. I did know that she was valedictorian of her high school class. She worked in the Department of Education. And through her daily actions, she I could sense it. She knew how to reach out to other people, and she was a very special lady.
When did you come into her life? When did you meet Carolyn?
Well, we met in 1970. It happened that she was working in at the Department of Education. I was working in New York City, and this very same year, we both moved to California, and about the same distance apart. And we did have a blind date, and started knowing each other. And I think she was special for me because she helped pull me out of my shell, and I guess that's how I learned to appreciate her too.
It's interesting because as I read the poetry in the book Moments in Time by S. Carolyn Boyette, with us on the program is her husband Fred Lewis. Book available at Amazon. You get all that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'm always amazed with poets, especially in reading Carolyn, their sort of unique perspective on the world. They'll see things and be able to express it a whole lot differently than maybe us guys or normal people. Did you pick up on that as you were going through, maybe see things differently through her eyes, possibly when she's looking at a particular situation?
I think perhaps I did at times. I can't speak of any specific thing, but,
yes.
But yeah.
The book is so touching. I mentioned a couple of the poems. Talk about some of the themes that Carolyn talks about, because it's with all of the emotions, isn't it? There's humor in there. There are serious poems in there as well. It really touches all of the emotions.
Well, and she could be very whimsical too.
Yes, yes.
She had a couple tributes to dear people that she knew. She got knowledge of how to crochet prayer shawls, and she explains all the meanings of all the different colors. One of her whimsical ones, had to do with handling a cat in heat. Another one is a turkey poem. Let's see, what else? Pershaw's. Oh, and she also explained, she had actually started three different writers' groups in different locations as we moved about. And in the book, she even gives an ideal item-to-item explanation of how a person can even start their own writer's group, which I thought was very, very helpful to yes. some people. Another thing that really stood out for me was, and this was because I guess I was uninformed, but she wrote a fair amount of what she calls cinquain verses, which are five line verses. And in those five lines, she starts out with a topic and goes through an explanation in those five lines. The final line is actually the summary of the whole thing. It's like a story in five lines. And if I may give an idea of what...
Oh, please do. Please do.
I'll do a personal one first. She starts out, Daisy, brindled with black, romping, wagging, tugging, bounding up the steps and greeting, my dog. And this, I think, is more in tune with the whole book, really. And she starts out, writer, crafty wordsmith, creating, revising, capturing thoughts in word pictures, author. It has a couple pages of different topics.
And it's just so amazing. The talent that she had and to be able to work with just the right number of words, make them expressive, illustrative enough that we understand, and painting that beautiful picture, which she does in all of her work, Moments in Time by S. Carolyn Boyette, that's Boyette. Fred Lewis, her husband, is with us on the program. What has this been like for you to continue her legacy, to be able to promote the book and encourage others to share in her wisdom? This has to be a very exciting undertaking for you to be able to continue this.
Well, I knew that she wrote a lot, and when she passed away, for various reasons, would go to the computer, and I discovered her writings in the computer. And she had always wanted to publish whatever she wrote. In fact, she had two sisters who were very avid writers as well, and the three of them wanted to publish their works together. And they did get it together and went to a local printer and got a spiral-bound booklet. So that was their publishing together. But I thought, well, one day I saw an ad for a publisher. And it just sort of made me feel like I was being directed to this. And I contacted them in the short process. We did publish the book. And I feel like, well, okay, I'm carrying the torch for her right now, and we're getting this done just as she wanted.
It's a beautiful collection and a beautiful cover that you'll see on the book Moments in Time by S. Carolyn Boyette. That's Boyette. Again, it's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. What has this been like for you in going back and discovering these poems? I have the feeling that it's like you're still connected by these words with her. When you go back and you read the poetry and you have this chance, like on this interview today, to be able to talk about it. What's this experience like for you?
Well, it just keeps her fresh in my mind. Yes. And going back to all the good times. Yes. I feel like I've helped her in her process.
And being able to share those. And I know one of the reviews talked about the authenticity and the depth of feeling that she brought to her work. She's really open, isn't she? I've said this several times, but I feel like I know her just in reading her poetry. She really opens up, doesn't she, in her writing?
Yes, she does. Yep.
Now, are there more poems? Would you might do another collection that you'll publish at some time?
she has... These were the only poems. I picked them out of the computer just as she had them prepared, and then it took about a year of editing before we could publish. But she does have two more stories, two short children's stories that are ready to go to the printer. I'm just finding the right time to do it. And she has, she had started a novel, and truthfully, I haven't read it yet, which I will very shortly, to see if it's ready to go, but it may need a little bit more to end it. And I'll tell you that she has brought me about to, I don't consider myself a writer, but I have started writing. And it's kind of more of a background to this book about her life. And then I bring in part of my life and then our marriage and on. And I hope that will come about. Hopefully I'll finish it this year.
I would look forward to that, really look forward to that. In fact, I was going to ask you if any of this rubbed off on you where you're thinking maybe you would like to try your hand at this. And you're obviously... well along the way of getting that book out, and I hopefully will be able to talk about, you know, upcoming books written by Carolyn and written by yourself. Fred, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program talking about the book Moments in Life by his wife, S. Carolyn Boyette. The book's available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Amazon, easy to remember, and if you can't remember the name of the book, you'll go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on Carolyn's book, Moments in Time. Fred, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Excellent job. Appreciate you being with us. We will stay in touch and hopefully be able to continue this.
If I may add something.
Sure.
Coming in a few weeks, we will have a website also. Fred and Carolyn Books, BOOKS.com. And as well, it'll be published in the, is it Publishers Weekly?
Oh, okay, sure.
Sure. And so that's coming up as well.
That's wonderful. We will pass along that information, update it on our website, and we will stay in touch and hopefully continue our conversation. Fred, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. What a legacy Carolyn has left, and it's touching so many people in very positive ways. Thank you for continuing the message on the program today.
Well, thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure. Fred Lewis, our guest, talking about the book Moments in Time by S. Carolyn Boyette. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.